Hi guys, it's Jill, and welcome to, or back to, the Equine in Theory podcast. This week's episode, we're talking about topics such as, I haven't come up with a title yet, so we're going to roll with this, topics such as drive, motivation, changes in lifestyle, etc. Okay, let's roll with it. Okay, guys, so here we go. We're going to talk about this. What are we talking about, you might ask? And it'll be drive, motivation, changes in lifestyle, as I said before, which makes me sound like this is going to be a podcast about, like, knitting, but it's not. It's about horses. So, the premise here is that lately working with the horses hasn't seemed super appealing to me. And as you guys very well know, since all of you have listened to every single podcast that I've ever posted from my motivation podcast, that I struggle with it sometimes and staying motivated to work with the horses and stay on top of things. And it really just comes in waves, I think. And you got when you're like really inspired and really want to do it, you just got to go out there and maximize every second of it. But the hardest part is when you don't feel like doing anything, and that's sort of where I've been at now. Most things in my life have been kind of slacking, which is like the most stressful thing in the entire world for me because I am very type A, but when I get overwhelmed and really like am uninterested in doing things, when my progress sort of slows and ow, cat attacking my back. Jeez. We can never go one episode without one of you doing something, can we? But when I kind of hit a lull in my training or in my progress or in whatever I'm doing, it can be really, really disheartening and really hard to work out because not only are you like, wow, I'm not doing anything, I'm not accomplishing anything, but then you start like beating yourself up for it. And that just makes it so much worse because you're like, wow, I am so lazy. Wow, I'm not doing anything that I need to be doing. Wow, I'm procrastinating so hard. Wow, my grades are going to fall behind. Wow, my horse is, you know, missing out on training just because I don't feel like doing it. And for whatever reason, Zoe seems to enjoy training. And yes, there's food involved. But, you know, the other day I went out there and made a pile of alfalfa pellets, quite sizable, if you ask me. And I didn't really feel like working with her that day. Had a lot of other stuff I needed to do. And so when I went out there and I made that pile, she took a bite and then noticed I was walking away and then followed me out. And I was like, okay, so training is the answer. So I, you know, followed her instructions and went and got my treat pouch and filled it up. And then we went and played for a while. And I had a really good time. And I was smiling the whole time and laughing and working on new behaviors with her. And I'm just so lucky that Zoe is just such a blast to work with. And I think that goes for most people with their personal horses. It's just always different than working with client or training horses. And or at least I hope so. And if it's not, maybe it's time to make a change, you know, not as in sell the horse, but like change your training, you know, try positive reinforcement. hi, I'm an ad for force free training. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. So, and consciously, I know that when I go train with her, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a good time and she's going to appreciate it and also enjoy it. But for some reason, just working up the energy and the like want to go out and do it has been super freaking difficult for me lately. And I don't know. And I mean, there's been some stuff going on in my personal life and then with school, and then Instagram has just kind of hit a dead spot for me for some reason. Probably because I'm no longer, like, I think you really get what you give, and I haven't been putting a whole lot of heart or effort into my posts as of late. And as a result, when I ask a question like, what are you guys doing today? I get maybe 3 replies, which is like, makes me sick to my stomach because I'm like, I wish there were closer to 50 because that's what's normal. But it's fine. I deserve it. and then you guys know I recently took a break from YouTube and I actually just posted a video tonight, so you should go watch that. It's on Jetic with Yuri on YouTube. And it's some of the work that I've been doing with Zoe, and the session that I just mentioned is also included in there because it was super. It's the last one, the last clip. Yeah, I don't know. I have been seriously lagging in things that I'm supposed to be doing, i.e. working with my horse, social media, school, and the things that I want to do are sit down and draw, which I used to really not enjoy drawing because it would either frustrate me or I felt like I needed to get it all done, or I just always hated art classes too because, like, the art teachers always wanted me to do stuff that I didn't want to do because, you know, like, I'm an artist and it's like up to me. It's my expression, not yours. So, like, I'm totally kidding. But lately I've found it to be super meditative and, like, I can just, like, put on a show, zone in and out whenever I feel like it and just, like, really get into the drawing and not have to think about a whole lot. And which, having a lot on my mind concerning, you know, personal life things, we all know what that's code for, and also my future plans, and just a lot has been swirling around in my head, and so it's really nice to just kind of escape into just some meditative drawing. And if you want to look at any of that, it's on jill.treece on Instagram, so it's T-R-E-E-C-E. But also to be reading, and I haven't found any time in the past 2 weeks to read, and it is absolutely driving me insane, and I really hate it. But I really enjoy reading, and I used to do it a lot when I was younger and had a lot more time. Like, I was the kid in high school that would be, like, reading before the class started, like, in the 7 minutes that we had to walk to class. I would also read while I was walking, and I finished the whole set of Harry Potter books from the time school started and whatever day in August, and I finished on New Year's. And so, like, I was always reading and really, really enjoyed reading, and I kind of have lost touch with that recently, and so I've gotten back into it, but now I've fallen behind on that, and it feels like hold on, I'm readjusting on the couch. Let me just get comfy. I feel like I haven't been doing things that I want to do. And even the things that I do want to do, I either don't have time for or just don't feel like doing, which is, like, the most confusing thing in the world. Like, I want to do these things, but I don't feel like it. Like, what is going on? So, I don't know. It could be a little bout of depression that we make a joke about because we can't handle our emotions, you know? Probably shouldn't be putting this out on the internet, but it's fine. You know, I will say that I have struggled with depression here and there, but it comes in waves and it does always get better, so I'm, like, clinging to that for hope. And I've been, you know, doing things as much as I can right now because I've just felt off. And I think it's largely due to a lack of direction, and, like, future plans seem very up in the air, and I just am like, ah, I don't know what's going on. And so it's hard to, like, concentrate on the now when I'm not sure where the future is going, which I know is, like, insane because, like, nobody knows where the future is going. But I like to have a plan because, again, type A and, like, really need to, like, plan things. But I think that has bled over into my want to work with the horses. And, you know, I decided a while back that becoming a professional positive reinforcement trainer is something that I'm really, really interested in and I would like to do, but I think that put a weird pressure on me, and so when I go out, I have a blast working with the horses, but, you know, when I get done, I'm like, man, I feel like I haven't accomplished anything. I feel like I'm not, you know, doing enough or pushing hard enough, pushing myself hard enough, I mean, and I haven't read enough books, I don't know enough, and, like, it's really self-deprecating, and, saying it out loud makes me realize that needs to change, and, I think that I could possibly be, just self-analyzing here, could possibly be creating a negative association with, training by, you know, demoralizing myself afterwards, something to work on, note to self, but I don't know. I'm just hopeful that this bout of non-motivatedness will end soon, and so I can get myself back on track. And I've been working on it. I've been trying to regiment myself as far as my life goes, because over the past year, I've had a lot of trouble sleeping. And so I've recently started trying way harder than I have before to go to bed at 10 and read for a little while, and then wake up at 7 so I can, you know, maximize the time in the day so I can, like, do all the things that I need to do, because I would like to do yoga, post on Instagram, you know, film and edit for YouTube, also do my homework, also ride the horses that I have to ride out here, also train the horses I have to train out here, and also work with my horse at some point, also record a podcast episode, also do drawings that I've been doing for commissions, and, you know, all of the things. No, stop. I already cut the podcast once for that stupid toy. Okay, we're continuing. Sorry about the noise. There's a toy that Wally would really like to have, but you cannot have it. It's not allowed. But so I've been trying to get that going so that I can have time during the day to really do things that I want to do and be as productive as I'd like to be. And I think amping my sleep schedule will be a really big help. And so on the topic of, you know, motivating yourself for working with your horse or riding, I think that making sure that you're taking care of yourself is a cliche, first of all, but also super important. I mean, I think it's really important to check in with yourself, make sure that you're doing okay before you're, like, trying to do everything else. And I think the reason that it's been so hard for me to, like, be okay with not I just choked. Cool. Not working with Zoe every second of every day and, like, planning about it and everything is because I, for the past decade, have been doing nothing but planning for the next show or the next clinic and amping and gearing for stuff. And, like, I've just been, you know, minimum 6 days a week working with my horse. And I've been doing that since I was, I don't know, 10. So, I mean, it's been a really long, you know, history and habit in my life to, like, go to the barn every single day, work with my horse every single day. So now that that's not a necessity, it's been really hard to, like, not feel like I'm being underwhelming or not meeting my goals or what I want to do. When in reality, my goals have changed, and I still love working with my horse, and I want to learn more about positive reinforcement training, and I love doing it, but it's not something I have to do anymore, and I have a lot more responsibilities now. So it's just been something that I've had to come to terms with a little bit. And, you know, coming from a world and a culture that is, like, all about just being go, 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 have to push, have to be better, have to meet this goal, have to achieve this standard, jump this height, go, to something that's a lot more relaxed and it requires time and a lot more thought and effort, in my opinion. I mean, I feel like I can speak to this as I was a competitive eventer for a decade, that for me, doing positive reinforcement training requires a lot more time and effort because I have to spend time reading, training, talking to other people, and then trying to apply it. And also, you know, I have to teach my horse these things, and I can't, you know, force her into a frame or use pressure to put her where I want her. And it's going about it from a different angle. So it takes more time, and I have to teach her how to do the things that I'm asking. And, I can't physically put her there. So, and, you know, that's A, because of my choice not to use negative reinforcement training as much as possible, and also my choice to, also that Zoe doesn't really respond super well to pressure and release. Like, I mean, obviously I can lead her around on a halter and she'll stand and cross ties and whatever, but, like, as far as when I'm riding, putting my leg on her makes her tail swish, it makes her back tight, and it makes her pin her ears. And, we've done a lot to help rule out ulcers, and, you know, she has custom saddles and all the works. It's just she has a bad association with it, and we're gonna have to retrain it. And, I'm also training her to be ridden in a hackamore, and I would also like to train her to be ridden bridleless. I have big goals, and, you know, as somebody who's not doing things traditionally, it looks super different. And also there is a massive pressure to be at a certain checkpoint by now. You know, I mean, most people's goals are to, you know, work up to a certain height, have a certain dressage movement down or a pattern or what have you. But my goals are to teach my horse to follow a target because we're relearning lunging, or teach her to station on a mat so that we might ground tie, or that cross tying becomes more comfortable, or bats become more comfortable for her. And teaching her how to respond to pressure or tactile cues is more accurate when using positive reinforcement. And like, it's, I'm having to retrain everything from the ground up. Also, being someone who is an amateur at this, I don't know if you read the description of this podcast, but it's amateur hour, ladies and gents. And so it's just, it's a lot to process and work through, and it looks different than what everyone else is doing, but it's still very hard not to still hold myself to the same standard of my past, and also to the same standard that everyone else is working with. And, you know, it's a big adjustment, and it's something that I only just realized when I was talking tonight with my friend Mary Grace. And, shout out to you, Mary Grace. She's, green with envy on Instagram. But, it's just, I never really realized how different the lifestyle is now that I'm actually training my horse instead of just riding her. And I know that, like, every time you're around your horse, you're training them, blah, 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 whatever. I didn't feel like I was ever actually doing anything. Like, back then, if you had asked me, I would say, oh yeah, I'm training my horse. Like, obviously, you know, I started her and she's my project. But like, I was sort of just doing what I was told, and it didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. So it was hard for me to really train her. I was just sort of going with emotions. I don't really know how to differentiate this, but it feels different to me now. I feel like I'm educating myself and learning how and why things happen, and then applying them and trying to train things and train them differently than I've ever done before. So I don't know, this is quite the ramble, but the point is that it's really easy to, I think there are two things that go along with each other. There's the Dunning-Kruger effect and then the imposter effect. I think it's an effect. But basically, I'm not sure if I'm dealing with the imposter effect or I actually am just lazy. I would like to think that it would be the imposter effect, but maybe me thinking that I'm lazy is also part of the imposter effect. Who knows? But it's essentially that you just don't feel like you, like, belong in the position that you're in. Like, you feel like you're just not good enough to be where you are. It's hard to explain. Just Google it. Imposter effect. I-M-P-O-S-T-E-R. Imposter. Did I spell that correctly? I hope so. Anyway, but I feel like I'm never doing enough, and that, I just don't have enough time to do everything I want to, and even when I do have time, that I'm just not doing what I should be doing. I don't know if that makes any sense. You should see my days, though. Like, I do a lot. I don't know. This is going absolutely nowhere, but it's just, it's different to, I think, go from, even though I haven't been in high school in a long time, but that was my life for a while, you know, through grade school and high school, to be, you know, having to do something for 8 hours a day and then go to the barn for 2 or 3 hours and ride and clean and work with the horses and everything like that. And to now, everything is up to me and it's a lot of responsibility. And I think that that's honestly what I'm struggling with, is holding myself accountable for everything. And, you know, I have horses to work with, social media to maintain. You heard the list earlier. Like, it's a lot. And sometimes it's hard to just get everything done that I need to get done. And I'm hoping that this podcast will just be more like something you can relate to than advice, because I don't think I'm giving any advice here. I think I'm just complaining. But I don't know. I think that I just realized that that it is a different lifestyle, and it's something to, now that I'm aware of it, I think it's a better, it's a better. As far as what I was saying earlier about taking care of yourself, I mean, make sure you're eating right and getting enough sleep and balancing things you have to do with things you want to do. Like, I've been making a huge effort lately to, like, there's been such a big resurgence in me doing art. That was not a thing that I think I pretty much stopped drawing and painting my senior year of high school, and now I'm in my senior year of college. And I have just been busting out paintings and drawings like nobody's business. And I've had a lot of fun with it. And reading, too. I mean, between July and August, I read 8 books. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, 300-page books. I was reading, like, almost a book a day at one point, and it was just absurd. But I was really, really enjoying it. And I miss doing things like that. And so I feel like I've really been getting more in touch with myself lately too, and just figuring out what I enjoy again. And the last thing that's been super hard for me to do consistently that I really want to do is like do yoga. I have an app on my phone that I've been using, and I really enjoy yoga. I think it's a super good workout, because it's using your own body weight against you and to make you stronger and refine your balance and have more awareness of your body. And so I've been trying to do that as much as possible, but not as much as I'd like. So, I mean, I think it's really just about establishing a routine and sticking to it. And because I do want to push myself to do more and get better about everything. Yeah, I don't know. I just hope that this encourages someone out there. I really want to work on that, and hopefully it'll just be something to relate to, that even someone like me struggles with these problems. Someone like me, I'm like a lonely 20-year-old sitting in my tiny house on a horse farm just trying to get through college. But I don't know. I think it's just nice sometimes to hear that other people are struggling with things that you might be struggling with. I don't know. But as far as advice goes on losing your motivation, I mean, I can say what I said in the last podcast is just to keep pushing through. That's always been my motto. Like, it'll get better. And it always comes back for me, my drive to, you know, learn more about the training that I'm doing and to train more. And I think that it will also be getting better as it starts to cool off, because, man, working in 100 degree heat index is not my favorite thing in the world. But yeah, I don't know. That's what I've been dealing with, and it's been difficult to stay on top of things like posting on Instagram when I haven't been feeling particularly inspired or even really, really interested in training. And also it's nice to just work with my horse without considering what I'm gonna say about it in an Instagram post, or, you know, what the video or the picture is going to look like, or trying to get this footage or that and whatnot. And it's just nice to just be with my horse and just work with her. And that's why I like the podcast so much more, because I always end up waiting until like the last minute to record these, but then I can just like think back on the week and just be like, okay, well, that happened. Yeah, I can talk about that and it'll be fine. So yeah, I don't know. That's my ramble. I don't think this podcast really has any point. I hope that if you are still listening at this point, that you are not just like, why am I still listening to this? Because I'm like, why are you still listening to this? You know, like, it's a whole thing. A little meta for you there. Why are you still listening? But yeah, I don't know. I'm so sorry that this week's podcast episode wasn't as informative or interesting as the last, but hopefully next week will be better and I'll be more on top of my game. But yeah, I don't know. This week has just kind of been a low week for me, just kind of existing and trying to get my feet back under myself and just focus on things that matter to me and trying to, you know, work up the energy to do them. And I think sleep has had a big impact on that, because I feel so much better now that I'm like actually staying on a sleep schedule. But yeah, I don't know. Thank you guys for listening. I think that is all for this week. I'm so sorry if this isn't what you wanted, like, at all, but this is what you got. So I guess just, like, consider to things to reflect upon. Consider your standing. How are you doing mentally? Could you do things differently that might make you happier, perhaps? How is your relationship with your horse going? Are you happy with it? Is there anything you can do to make it different? Yes. Answer is always yes. So yeah, I don't know. Have a good week, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. And please follow me on the socials, even though I just spent this entire podcast telling you how much I have not been using them. But I do have a YouTube, an Instagram, and a website, all under the name Jet Equitheory, except one has .com following it. So you can check all of those out. If you want to see my artwork, check out jill.treese on Instagram. And yeah, I will check in with you guys next week with a hopefully more interesting podcast episode. Jeez, I'm so sorry. Anyway, have a good evening. Goodbye.